The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You never had it so good.
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 You never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces,
style.
Different styles and races. Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good.
Well, 6:06, what a way to start a Friday morning. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe's off this morning. I'm Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. That, of course, is Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby.
That's correct.
They sound absolutely great together. I wish they would have recorded more songs together. They were friendly, but, you know, you can't help if you're Bing Crosby and you'd been a star and in a similar style to Sinatra so much longer than, you know, so much earlier than Sinatra, to feel a bit threatened. But Bing, as he always did, handled Sinatra's success with good humor. One of the great quotes of all time was, Frank Sinatra is a singer who comes along once in a lifetime, but why did he have to come in mine?
Oh.
That was a vintage Bing Crosby wit. But thank you very much, Al, for playing that. Joe is doing just
sleeping.
Fine. No, yeah, he is sleeping. He is at the, tonight he's working at the Gold Glove Awards. Last night he did the Doodles for Hunger auction. I'm sure he has two or three other charity events that he's getting paid to do or in some cases not getting paid to do, just volunteering. So I don't know how he keeps the schedule that he does, but he is taking a well-deserved morning off. Hopefully he is getting some rest. But there is a ton of interesting news. Now, as you may have heard in Al's local news report and at the top of the hour national news report, it looks like New York City's former mayor, Mike Bloomberg, is running for president. Now, it's not official yet, but it's as close as he's ever come. Now, the front page of the New York Post says, Bloom for one more, question mark. And the front page of the Daily News says, kabloom, former mayor set to blow up presidential race. So what is Mike Bloomberg doing? Why is everybody talking about him today? Well, today is the first deadline for any of the presidential primary states to qualify for the ballot, and that's Alabama. So if you want to be on the ballot for president in Alabama, this goes for you if you're thinking about running for president, today's your last day to file.
I got to go. I got to file.
You're heading over to Alabama?
I
don't blame you. You're the only one not running.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily, you know, he can choose to not go forward with a run, but if he wants to be on the ballot, today's his last day. So it stands to reason that he's very likely to run if he is filing for Alabama.
But don't you think he's had people down there already? Like, this is, like, you can't get, he needs what, 2,000 signatures or something?
Yeah, I will double check that one.
So I'm just saying he can't possibly get all the signatures that he needs today. So
yes,
must
you
have
can.
Sent people.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. First of all, anybody can do it with, first of all, one person can get 2,000 signatures in a day, depending on where you go. I mean, it's
right.
A lot easier in Manhattan than it is in Montgomery.
Right.
But if you are actually able to pay people, you can get 2,000 signatures in
valid
an hour.
Valid signatures, I mean.
Yeah. Well, so you don't get 2,000, you get 20,000.
Right.
Right.
All right.
But you can absolutely get get that amount.
Do you think this is
and
just,
you only need, by the way, you only need 500 signatures.
Oh, 500.
Which
oh,
is
right. Okay.
Very
which is nothing.
Easy.
I mean, he could do that in the airport.
Yeah, it has to be 50 from each congressional district. So,
and how many congressional districts?
I don't know. Again, I didn't expect to be quizzed on the intricacies of Alabama ballot access law. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants, but you do need 500 signatures. So it looks like Mike Bloomberg's running. And it's very interesting because Mike Bloomberg has talked about running for president for many, many years. He's wanted to be president for a long, long time. Bloomberg presidential flirtation began back in 2008 when he thought about jumping into that presidential race as an independent. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I, at the time, was a very big supporter of Mike Bloomberg, and I was actually the chairman of the Draft Mike Bloomberg for President Committee in New York State. But he chose not to jump in. I wish he would have. I thought he would have been a much better choice than Obama or McCain. Chose not to jump in, and even though he switched parties. So he switched parties at the time from Republican to independent in order to, because there are some states, a handful of states, that where they don't let you run as an independent if you're not a registered independent. So he switched parties. Everyone thought he was definitely going to run. Then he thought about running in 2016, had a whole campaign team in place, even had a running mate picked out. This was either as a Democrat or an independent. Chose not to run. Then this year, he switched parties back to the Democratic Party, and everyone said, oh, you see, now he's finally doing it. And at this point, it kind of became a little boring. This became the quadrennial, oh, is Mike Bloomberg running for president or not thing. And then he writes this big op-ed in March saying he's not running. But apparently, as of today, he's reconsidered, and it looks like he's getting into the presidential race as a Democrat.
But do you think part of I know he has said part of the reason maybe why he's, or at least this is speculation on my part. I think part of the reason why I think he's getting in is the fact that he feels that none of the candidates currently right now could beat President Trump. Right. I mean, that's what he's.
Well, he hasn't really said anything about why he's reconsidered his previous March decision. You know, he hasn't made any comments.
Right,
so
but do you think, let's say he definitively declares that he's going to run, let's say in the next week, right?
Well, I would think we'll see an announcement within the next 4 days.
Okay, so let's say, say by the end of the weekend, let's say it's Tuesday, yeah, after Veterans mm-hmm. Day, he's not going to do it on Monday, right? So let's say Tuesday he declares. Does this mean that the fringe candidates that are still running, that are kind of polling very low, kind of now drop out and go, all right, you know what? This guy's got billions. I can't raise that kind of money. Maybe it's time to go.
Well,
like
I'm
the
not
Kamala
sure.
Harris's of the world, well, the Cory Booker's.
Kamala Harris seems to be banking everything on Iowa. So I think if Kamala Harris, I think she'll stay until Iowa. And unless she, she overwhelms people with a surprising showing in
school
Iowa.
School until 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to. She's not going past Iowa unless she really takes off. As far as the other candidates like Steve Bullock, Joe Sestak, and Cory Booker, I don't know where this all leaves him. Now, those of us here in New York City, we know Mike Bloomberg a bit better than the rest of the country, although he's very well known around the rest of the country. And in my book, there are many facets to the Bloomberg mayoralty. I thought his first term as mayor was terrific, one of the greatest first terms that any mayor could have had. I mean, he came in at a time when crime was already at record lows in New York City, and everyone said, you can't get it any lower. And then almost every year of his administration, under the leadership of Ray Kelly and the tremendous public safety team he put in place, crime continued to go down. The fiscal stewardship of the city after September 11th, particularly in his first term, incredibly admirable. Came into a very, very difficult situation and was able to, at a time when the city was not required to put any money away for a rainy day, he actually, on his own, budgeted some money for a rainy day. Thankfully, the New York City voters are now mandating that when the city has a surplus, they have to put some money away for a rainy day. But Bloomberg sort of did that on his own. In the area of public health, you know, I was somewhat critical of the smoking ban in bars at the time. It was absolutely the right thing to do. In not just smoking, though, trans fats, a number of other areas, and in education. You know, every mayor before Mike Bloomberg tried to get control of the school system. None of them could do it. And Mike Bloomberg, because he is able to get things done, was actually able to get control of the public school system. Now, there's a bunch of things that I didn't agree with him on, the stadium, a few other things. But his first term, on the whole, was great. His second term was pretty good, because that's when he started with this Hamlet on the Hudson, to borrow a Cuomo-esque phrase of, do I want to be president? Do I not want to be president? And he sort of got a little bit checked out. Now, his third term as mayor of New York City was an absolute disaster. Now, first of all, let's talk about how he got this third term. The voters of New York City twice approved term limits. The voters, not a legislature, the voters. So what Mike Bloomberg and the Speaker of the City Council, Christine Quinn, did at the same time is they basically shrugged and said, well, look, it's a fiscal crisis. We're the best people to be in charge right now. Nobody else can run the city, given what the city's going through right now. We are going to overturn the will of the voters and give ourselves all a third term. Well, do we want to go back and ask the voters their opinion of that? No, 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 no. We're so essential to the running of New York City that we are going to overturn the will of the voters and give ourselves a third term. That was abominable, but then it got even worse. His third term was one disaster after another. He puts into place this woman, Kathy Black, as schools chancellor, who was abysmal. She was absolutely abysmal. Forget about the fact that she had no experience in education. She didn't even seem to have much of an interest in education. His housing commissioner, John Rhea, same thing. A total disaster. If you look at the scandal that was going on at ACS, the Administration for Children's Services, terrible. And then he got into all these weird niche issues that really New Yorkers didn't care about, and it was very questionable what they actually meant for him. I mean, you remember, and nobody remembers this now. That's why I have to remind you about this. If you're just tuning in, you're just waking up, you're wondering where Joe Piscopo is. He's off this morning. He's going to be back on Monday. We're talking about the blockbuster news that Mike Bloomberg appears poised to run for president as a Democrat. And if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do so at 877-970-2999. Do you remember when he put in this initiative? He called it Operation Latch On, where they were hiding the baby formula in city hospitals. They were going to hide the baby formula to encourage more women to breastfeed. Now, look, it's great that women, if women can breastfeed, but is that really a great strategy, hiding the baby formula? To me, it was the stupidest thing in the world. And then, of course, so much has been written and talked about with his soda ban, the ban on large sodas. You had the City Time corruption scandal. You had his mishandling of the Hurricane Sandy disaster and Build It Back, which a lot of the critics call Build It Broke. You had the horrible handling of the 2010 blizzard. Do you remember the 2010 blizzard? The city was at a standstill. And where was Mike Bloomberg? He was in Bermuda. And it just fed into this perception that he was aloof, that he was not connected to average rank-and-file New Yorkers. He puts into place, as deputy mayor of operations, the mayor of Indianapolis, Stephen Goldsmith. And it's really not clear what Stephen Goldsmith actually knew about New York City. This obsession that Mike Bloomberg had with pedestrian plazas and bike lanes. We're going to talk to Debbie Duhaime in just a second. You want to talk about a war on motorists and a war on cars? Nobody hated cars more than Mike Bloomberg. That's the only reason somebody would put in these pedestrian plazas. Oh, yeah, here's a great idea. In the middle of Times Square, right near Madison Square Garden, in the middle of, the busiest, in the middle of Union Square, in the middle of the busiest intersections in Manhattan where there are cars going all over the place, let's pave over a whole bunch of roadway, put some cement in, and a whole bunch of chairs and tables so people could sit down in the middle of traffic. I mean, I still think it's the most absurd thing in the world. You want to sit around and hang out? Go to a park. Go to a privately owned public space. The place to do that is not 33rd Street. It's not 42nd Street. It's not 14th Street. I thought it was absurd. And that's a big part of the Bloomberg legacy. Now, aside from the merits. Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, it's crazy.
He took away parking from Madison Square Garden for me with my plates.
Well, at least you're not making it too myopic and selfish there.
But I will say this about Mayor Bloomberg. Two personal things. My Uncle Vinny had a wonderful relationship with Michael Bloomberg. Not only did Bloomberg give money to the Staten Island Zoo, which continues to flourish to this day, he found money in the budget to build the track that now sits on Staten Island in Ocean Breeze down in South Beach that would not have been built without Michael Bloomberg's help.
Well,
he
look,
pushed to get that done.
There's a lot of
and now
things.
There's a world-class facility that's sitting there that people can use to work out, and it's going to bring money into Staten Island. So for all of Mayor Bloomberg's shortcomings at the very end of his third term, that was one big project that got done that
well, there were
would
number,
not have been done
a number of him. A number of big projects that he can claim credit for. With Christine Quinn, too, who I've never been the biggest fan of either. But there are a number of projects he can claim credit for. But so the question becomes, aside from the merits, let's look at the politics of a Mike Bloomberg candidacy. So this is the big question everyone's asking. The first question is, can he win the Democratic primary? And I would love to hear you weigh in at 877-970-2999. Now, even though he was a Republican and an independent, he has been very, very consistent on a number of key issues that are important to liberal voters and Democratic primary voters. Gun control. He's always been very bullish on gun control. Abortion rights. He's a big, big supporter of the pro-choice cause. Gay marriage. He actually helped organize the push to get gay marriage passed here in New York State, working with Andrew Cuomo on that. Climate change. So those are red meat. Actually, I guess if you're a hardcore Democratic primary voter, you're probably not eating red meat. Those are hardcore Democratic voters' issues. Those are values that are very consistent with voters in the Democratic primary. The other thing that he really has going for him, Al alluded to him making a personal donation to a number of cultural institutions, is he has money. Money, money, money. Now, money does three things at a Bloomberg level. Now, we're not talking a guy that has $400 million, which is a lot of money. We're not talking about a guy that has $700 million, which is a lot of money. We're not talking about a guy that has $1 billion or $2 billion. We're talking about a guy that has $50 billion. He can spend as much money as he wants on anything. So how does that affect the presidential race? Well, for starters, he's the only one that will be able to advertise as much as he wants in every single state. Nobody else can do that. In terms of staff, he is going to be able to attract the top political talent in this country to work on his candidacy. And here's an interesting aspect of it that I've heard very few people mention, is that he's going to be able to essentially buy off the opposition. So there are all these groups, political groups, nonprofit groups, that would otherwise be opposed to someone like Mike Bloomberg for his record on policing or other things. And we'll go through the negatives throughout the show. But Bloomberg can write a $400,000 check to the head of XYZ PAC, or he can write a $100,000 check to this institution. And all of a sudden, those critics aren't so critical. So it's going to be interesting. Well, when we come back, we'll go through some of the reasons why he may not resonate in a Democratic primary. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Frank Moreno and Al Gattulo sitting in for Joe Piscopo at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999 with, of course, the one and only Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, were you surprised by the mayor's announcement?
No, I was kind of hoping that he would jump in just to make it a little bit more fun.
Oh, it's certainly going to be interesting.
I love it. I think he's great. I like him. I really do.
I do, too. I thought, I was a big supporter of his prospective candidacy in 2008. I'm still for Trump. But look, if you compare him to what happened after in New York City, there's no comparison.
Right, right, right. And when you compare him to all the Democratic candidates, I mean, he's just so much better than any of the ones that they're offering. So,
But see, Debbie, you're not exactly the typical Democratic primary voter. So you might think he's better. He's better. But I'm not sure, a Democratic primary voter in New Hampshire or Iowa will think he's better.
Yeah, that's true. They want somebody way to the left of Bloomberg. That's true.
But we'll explore it throughout the show. How the roads looking, Debbie?
Oh, nice talking to you. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Let's take it over to 82, getting up through Hopewell Junction. It's an accident with a down pole and wires. Northbound Thruway, exit 17, exiting clear, getting up into that Newburg area. Now, if you're heading to 280 eastbound, you're moving slowly, getting down through Newark, but an accident was cleared out of the way. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 5, Holland 15, 22. As you head eastbound, getting out toward Union, right by Westfield Road, it's an accident. Expect delays on the LIE West at Wood. Woodhaven Boulevard with a collision. No major problems at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound already. Clove Road getting out toward the Verrazano. BQE East solid getting up toward Atlantic Ave. And over on the Southern State Parkway west at Eagle Ave, an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, Tuesday, 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer. On Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie, we have a very, very special announcement. You don't want to miss it. 8:05, Tuesday, Piscopo in the Morning.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato. Well, I love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, but you get craving for Italian food. You want to eat the best. There's no place better than Michael's of Brooklyn. It's right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, when we went across Italy, and you don't have a bad meal in Italy. Steve Perillo got us the best restaurants, the best meals. But as I tasted it, and I was talking to Frankie, and we'd be there, Michael's of Brooklyn is just like you're in Italy, man. I'm telling you, when you sit with Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself and Mama Cacaccia, you're there with the family. It's like being in Italy. But you're in Brooklyn, and you're in one of the five best Italian restaurants in the entire country, according to who? The Food Network. You got to taste the puttanesca marinara. Fresh tomato and basil, arrabbiata sauces. I always think of my FBI buddy who called and said he was working a job or something, and he heard me telling about Michael's of Brooklyn, and I was making him so hungry while he was doing a stakeout. So I apologize for that. But you gotta go. The Michael's of Brooklyn. Everything's homemade. The sauce is made right there. And don't forget, please, when you go to your ShopRite or you go to Gristiti's or you go around and you see in your supermarket Michael's of Brooklyn, take home that sauce. You're going to love the sauce. Best jarred sauce anywhere. The best part about going to Michael's, though, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, is the chance to experience authentic legacy of the Italian tradition. So make your reservation today. You're going to love it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
6:28, it's Friday. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe is off today. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Following the interesting news that Mike Bloomberg will file today to enter the Alabama Democratic primary, just moments ago, a news crew saw Mike Bloomberg leaving his home this morning on the Upper East Side and stepping into a chauffeur-driven vehicle. So who knows? Maybe he's listening to us right now. My hunch is he's probably listening to Bloomberg Radio, but who knows? Maybe he's flipping around to see what people are saying about him. If you want to send a message to Mayor Bloomberg, who may or may not be listening, you're welcome to give us a call at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. So apparently what people are saying, and there's a ton of other news that we're going to get to as well, but what people are saying close to Bloomberg is that he's jumping in because he sees Joe Biden fading. He thought Joe Biden was sort of the likely Democratic primary winner and the best choice for sort of pro-business Democrats, kind of moderate Democrats. And he thinks the fading of Joe Biden opens a moderate lane next to Elizabeth Warren. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk about his strengths and his weaknesses, both on the merits and electorally throughout the program. But meantime, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about Mike Bloomberg running for president as a Democrat? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Charlie Finch, what is your view?
Morning, guys. Frank, can you name a mayor of New York who was ever elected to higher office?
No.
I rest my case.
No,
have
and
a good weekend.
Thank you. It's never happened, and there's a reason. Look, and every living mayor except David Dinkins has tried to run for president. Bill de Blasio, Rudy Giuliani, and now Mike Bloomberg, and Charlie's right. A number of mayors previously had tried to run for higher office. Ed Koch, of course, ran for governor. You had John Lindsay, who ran for president. A number of other John Lindsay also ran for U.S. Senate. So it's New York is such a different place than the rest of the world. And I mean that. Not the rest of the country, not the rest of the state, than the rest of the world. And I think kind of they say if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Well, maybe if you can make it here, they don't want you anywhere else. 877-970-2999. David is in California. David, your reaction to the entry of Mike Bloomberg to the presidential race?
Morning, all. Yeah, there were a couple of different angles I'd want to ask about. I'm the guy that calls from San Francisco.
Yeah, we know who you are, David. Go ahead. Get to your questions.
I'm not a local. And since I'm not a local, I don't locally know Michael Bloomberg's, you know, local reputation. Is he known for cooking books like Wilbur Ross?
Well, first of all,
In other words, Wilbur Ross is the Commerce Secretary.
Yeah, I know who Wilbur Ross is.
He has a long
history. Yeah, I know who Wilbur Ross is. So
right?
Is Mike Bloomberg known for cooking books? Short answer, no. Does that mean he's free of scandal? No. As I mentioned, the third time he presided, his administration presided over the City Time corruption scandal. Now, this is the kind of staggering mess that would have torpedoed other administrations. Now, it actually kind of began under the prior administration, which was the Giuliani administration, when the city outsourced a contract to design a payroll system that would track the hours worked by city employees. Good idea, right? So under Bloomberg, this contract for City Time ballooned from $63 million in the 1990s to more than $700 million. You hear what I said? $63 million in the 90s to $700 million. Now you might say, okay, maybe that's what it cost. In 2011, a federal indictment charged that more than $600 million of that money was tainted directly or indirectly by fraud. And three men were eventually sentenced to 20 years in prison each for their role in this scheme. Now, Bloomberg conceded he should have overseen the contract more carefully. So you have to wonder, this business genius doesn't see $600 million of taxpayer money that goes out the window due to fraud on a contract that he approved? It does make your head scratch. 877-970-2999. We have an action-packed show for you this morning. Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends is going to be here. He's got a new book out all about Sam Houston, or as New Yorkers call him, Sam Houston, and the Alamo Avengers. He's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour, as will comedian and John DiDomenico, who does the best Donald Trump impersonation on the planet. My friend, satirist Marlena Shivo, will sit in with us for the 8 o'clock hour. Film critic Jeffrey Lyons should be here, although he didn't send me the list of movies that he's reviewing this week. Usually he does. So, Jeffrey, if you're listening, please send. Mike Gallagher will be here. And since the big story of the day is Mike Bloomberg, we're going to talk with a guy that knows Mike Bloomberg quite well and quite intimately. No, don't get any ideas. But a guy that spent every week with him for 12 years, and that's John Gambling, my old friend John Gambling, former AM 970 radio talk show host, who co-hosted a radio show with Mike Bloomberg and is a big Bloomberg supporter. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, and so will the Manhattan Madam, Kristen Davis. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, wait a minute. What do we want to hear from a madam in Morning Drive on a Friday? Kristen Davis was actually interviewed by Robert Mueller's investigators, and she's sort of an unofficial spokesperson for Roger Stone. So because we can't see what's happening inside the Roger Stone courtroom, Kristen is going to give us an update about what the latest is in Roger Stone world. 877-970-2999. Very quickly, let me say hello to Adam in Long Island. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, if Bloomberg becomes president, will he follow up every interview in his Brooklyn accent Spanish?
Well, that is a fair question. First of all,
Buenos dias de la notas. That's the dumbest thing. First off, there's an SAP button on your television that translates everything into Spanish.
And his Spanish is terrible. They all are.
De Blasio.
No, De Blasio sounds better. I got to say, look, there are not many things De Blasio does
sounds
better
stiff.
Than Bloomberg. One is the Spanish.
Wow.
The Spanish, honestly. Wait.
Right.
But bring me up, Al.
Sure.
This is a little bit of Mike Bloomberg in Spanish. I always thought this was the most absurd thing in the world. He'd be giving a press briefing about something serious like a hurricane or a blizzard or, God forbid, a police-involved shooting or something like that. And then he'd stop. And the sad thing is he would actually take Spanish lessons regularly. He'd stop and say, and now
for our viewers in Spanish. If you follow
that
plan, we'll get through this. Storm just fine. If you don't, people's lives are in danger, not only yours, but the people who might be called to rescue you in an emergency. Let me summarize in Spanish. Estatade pedi una evacuación obligatoria de la zona A. Si usted vive en zona A, tendrá que salir ahora. Todos los caminones y trenes suspenderán esta noche. Para más información, llame al 311 o visite el nyc.gov. With that, we'll be happy to take some questions.
So that's what I want to see. I want to see a debate in Spanish, Joaquin Castro, Cory Booker, and Mike Bloomberg.
If you have not followed the Twitter account of El Bloombito.
Oh, that guy's funny.
That guy is great. So he tweeted last night, "Yo runningo para el presidente porque un billonaro de Nueva York está exactlio what el countryo needs a hora." And then the hashtag is Bloombito Twentito. So
that is
very
for sure.
Good.
All right, we're going to take your calls next. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo sitting in for Joe. An action-packed show this morning. Obviously, the big story has to do with Mike Bloomberg jumping into the presidential race, but there's a ton of other news as well. We're going to get to it throughout the morning. This is Frank Moreno here on AM 970. The Answer. Here's Al Gattulo with your local news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man is in critical condition after being hit by a driver who took off in Midtown. This happened shortly before midnight as the man was crossing the street by 40th Street and 8th Avenue. Police did catch up with the driver a few blocks away. Unclear if any charges have been filed. 27 people are facing federal charges, including an NYPD officer and 911 operators in what prosecutors are calling an elaborate insurance fraud scheme. The defendants stand accused of receiving a combined $18 million over the past 5 years in a caper allegedly organized by 51-year-old Anthony Rose of Queens. Investigators say the group would illegally provide confidential information regarding car crash victims who would then be steered towards certain medical clinics and attorneys. The lawyers and clinics involved would allegedly pay kickbacks of up to $3,000 per referral, with several nurses among those arrested. And New Jersey is urging veterans to check their eligibility and then pre-certify to claim the state's veteran income tax exemption with Veterans Day coming up Monday. Officials are taking an opportunity to point out that the exemption doubled to $6,000 this year. Officials say only around a third of the Garden State's 400,000 eligible vets are properly pre-certified. Other tax benefits offered by the state include the Disabled Veterans Property Tax Exemption, the Veterans Property Tax Deduction, the Wounded Warrior Caregivers Relief Act, and the Gold Star Family Counseling Credit. In sports, Rangers doubled up the Hurricanes 4-2. Blue Shirts have won 4 of their last 5. Islanders' 10-game winning streak is over. They blew a 3-0 lead, lost 4-3 to the Penguins in overtime. Devils led 2-1 in the second period, then gave up 4 unanswered goals in a 5-2 loss at Calgary. And in Thursday Night Football, it was the Raiders over the Chargers, 26-24. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're going to take it out to the island. Southern State Parkway West at Eagle Ave, an accident off on the shoulder. 25A over in Rocky Point, an accident. Car went right off the road. Expect delays as you head to that eastbound Gowanus. Solid traffic up toward 92nd in toward the Prospect. Watch for delays as well as you head to the northbound Van Wick getting up toward Hillside Avenue. Traffic busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Very busy right out toward the Verrazano. And watch out for slowdowns. Inbound GW. You'll be 20 minutes in. Lincoln 15, Holland 15, 280 East in Newark. An accident was cleared. Garden State Parkway North at 135, a crash. And 22 East into Westfield Ave, getting out through Union. An accident there as well. 684 heading northbound. Rapid exit 10 in Brewster, a collision there. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
What can an actor teach an attorney? Well, this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with veteran film and TV actors Catherine James and Alan Blumenfeld about their 38-year career of teaching attorneys how to be more effective communicators, all with the aim of establishing justice. It's a fascinating hour with two very interesting storytellers. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Joe on the radio, you know, you have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. You have done it. Mike Lindell knows that. He is the inventor and CEO, and he wants to give you back something for showing your support to MyPillow. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You can go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listeners specials, please. You get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Now, you ready for this? You ready for this? Mike's newest product. My Pillow towels, they're sensational. You have to try the pillow towels, the My Pillow towels from Mike Lindell. They're made in the USA with 100% USA cotton. They're offering a 6-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Now at, you ready? Get ready. 30% off with the promo code AM970. I have the towels. They're spectacular. You've got to check out the MyPillow towels, please. Pre-order Mike's book, too. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Oh, yeah. You get $10 off there with promo code AM970. Plus, free shipping on your what? Your entire order. This is a great deal. Plus, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. You're going to love it. For the new MyPillow towels, oh, you're going to love them. 800-651-0798. Great specials. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Did you listen to our podcasts?
Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
This is Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo, sitting in for Joe Piscopo. You know who's not backing down? The former Attorney General of the United States, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. It's rare when all of the political news of the whole country comes out of Alabama, but that is indeed the case today because Alabama has one of the earliest filing deadlines in the country to get on the ballot. By the way, can we talk about that, how stupid that is? So Mike Bloomberg jumped in today because today he had to file in Alabama. And today, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III is going to be filing to run for his old Senate seat. Now, just to catch you up, because it becomes so tough to keep track of all this stuff, especially in the Trump era. Sessions was the senator from Alabama, and he was the first senator to endorse Donald Trump. He was a Trump guy. Trump surprises everybody, actually gets elected. And then, of course, Sessions has his pick of a cabinet post. There was talk of him being Homeland Security Secretary, talk of him being Secretary of Defense. Ultimately, they put him in as Attorney General. Now, pretty early on in his tenure as Attorney General, he decides to recuse himself from the Russia probe. You know who was not happy about that? Donald Trump. The guy that ended up being in charge of that Russia probe, Rod Rosenstein, ultimately appointed Robert Mueller. That's where we are now. So when Sessions resigned as senator to become attorney general, that created a special election for his seat. Now, everybody thought this was a layup for the Republicans, a slam dunk, because Trump is so popular in Alabama. I think he's more popular in Alabama than any other state in the country, except for maybe Wyoming. And Sessions is still popular in Alabama. It's a solidly Republican state. So everyone thought the Republicans were going to pick up an easy Senate seat. But what happened? Who won the Republican primary? Not the incumbent senator, Big Luther Strange, who was involved in a little bit of a scandal of his own. Wasn't Big Luther Strange. Who ends up winning? Judge Roy Moore. So sure enough, as soon as Judge Moore, who even aside from the scandals was always a little crazy, Judge Moore ends up, all these women come out with stories of him acting sexually inappropriately, sexual harassment, sexual misconduct. These stories go back 30, 40, 50 years, in some cases involving young girls. And the voters of Alabama said, all right, okay, we don't like Democrats, but we don't like sexual harassers either. So we're going to take a chance on a Democrat. And they elected a Democrat, Doug Jones. So that he now has to run again next year. That's where we are. Doug Jones was the old relief pitcher for the Mets. Doug Collins was the senator from Alabama. So now you have both Judge Moore. No, it is Doug Jones, right? It is Doug Jones, right. So it's Doug Jones, who was also a relief pitcher for the New York Mets. Not the same guy, just happens to have the same name. Now Judge Moore is running again, and yesterday, Senator Sessions, or Attorney General Sessions, announces he's running again. He does his first interview with, of all people, Tucker Carlson. This is Jeff Sessions on Tucker Carlson on the Fox News Channel last night.
But I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing, and if I think I can contribute to that.
You know what? I agree with him. When it comes to trade, when it comes to immigration, Sessions was saying the things that attracted me to Trump long before Trump was. And well, at least in the political arena. And I am really hoping he's able to pull out a victory here. I don't live in Alabama. I don't know all the candidates. I don't know all their backgrounds. I don't know their pluses and minuses. Maybe there are other local issues that are more important. But this is all the Senate seats are essentially national races. And Sessions, with the exception of the Russia probe, where I don't dispute the president's characterization of how Sessions handled it, I think Sessions did a good job as Attorney General. He's a little bit harder in certain areas than I would be. But when it comes to battling MS-13 and illegal immigration in general, I thought Sessions is exactly the kind of Attorney General we want. I'm all for him jumping in. He talked about some of the issues and some of the politicians that are going to be at play in this race here.
But we should be able to put together a majority. We should drive this issue. We could take it to the American people and name names and show who's for what and make them vote. And that's what I'd like to see us do.
And so would I. You know, the biggest problem with the Trump administration is that there are no Trump people in it. And you're seeing that this whole Ukraine gate situation is the byproduct of that, because Trump has filled his administration with people that would be just as at home in a Bush administration or a Clinton administration. And Sessions was one of those rare guys that actually believed in the Trump agenda. There's very few of them left. So although I think some of them, as they get fired or resign, hopefully they'll be replaced by real Trump people. But my fear is that the RNC, the kind of the swamp, the political establishment, they have way too much control over who ends up in the Trump administration itself. The president himself tweeted about that a week or two ago. Now, your reaction to Jeff Sessions running for U.S. Senate again, should he just hang him up? 877-970-2999. There's a lot of other candidates in the race as well. I think there are about a dozen Republicans running. 877-970-2999. We'll take your calls when we come back. Somebody that is not running for U.S. Senate in Alabama is the great Debbie Duhaime, the goddess of the Gowanus. Debbie, how are the roads looking this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. We'll start off on the Gowanus, Frank, tell you what's happening there. It's tough again this morning. As usual, the eastbound Gowanus moving very slowly, heading up past 92nd Street, getting up toward the Prospect. Eastbound BQE solid right up through Cabin Plaza. It's pretty busy on the Staten Island Expressway, eastbound 440 out through the Verrazano. The westbound side of the LIE stop and go through Woodhaven Boulevard, but an accident there was finally cleared. Deegan southbound, very busy. 230s all the way down to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Cross Bronx West, heavy traffic right through 3rd Avenue. And on the Southern State Parkway eastbound, moving slowly through Eagle Avenue, westbound at Eagle Avenue, it's an accident off on the shoulder. Inbound Lincoln, Holland, and the GWB, all about 20 minutes getting into town. Garden State Parkway North, the ramp at 163, an accident there. And also on the Garden State Parkway North, we're getting reports of an accident by 135 in Clark. Two lanes blocked. The New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes north at 8A, a disabled vehicle. And up on 82, heading into the area of Hopewell Junction, accident with a down pole. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. If you're feeling run down, you don't have that energy that you used to, or you run the lifestyle that I run, you're going to want to try Balance of Nature. You know, again, with all my folks yesterday, my good friends yesterday, when I was talking about it was about holistic medicine and how you can incorporate holistic medicine. What I love about Balance of Nature, it was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. Doug Howard is a medical doctor. He's a chiropractor. He's a doctor, and he understands medicine. Remember, he studied in Russia, all around the world. He taught around the world, and he came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, which is what, when you think about it, it's the most, in my opinion, the most holistic approach to healing your body, because Balance of Nature is very simply, it's a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature, like I always tell you every morning, has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. This is why I believe in Balance of Nature. Dr. Howard went out of the medical box, you know, the way doctors think, and said, no, let me do it something natural. That's right. Let me put antioxidants in this vegetarian capsule, and that'll attack the free radicals within your body and make you feel better, give you better energy. We want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. That's why our friends, the Howard family at Balance of Nature, is offering you a 35% discount and free shipping, please, on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, the offer is going to end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's health challenge. 800-2468-751. We made that number easy so you remember, right? 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner. And as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, HomeAdvisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, HomeAdvisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project. From painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use HomeAdvisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. HomeAdvisor makes it beyond easy, so get your projects done now before the holiday rush. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today, windy and much colder than recent days, high 41. Tonight, clear and cold with a diminishing wind. Below 29 in Midtown, 20 to 25 in the colder areas of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Sunshine mixing with clouds, cold tomorrow, high 42. Sunday times of clouds and sunshine and milder in the afternoon, high 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, this is the Joe Piscopo Show. If you're just waking up wondering where Joe Piscopo is, he will be back on Monday. He's working tonight. He's doing the Gold Glove Award, so hopefully he's getting some rest right now. I hope he is sleeping and not working out or something. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo, 877-970-2999. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the top political stories of the day. Jeff Sessions running for his old Senate seat. Mike Bloomberg running for president. Neil on Staten Island, what are your thoughts?
Hey, Frank, I wanted to say two things. Number one, Bloomberg is like a poodle. A poodle will mate with any breed, and Bloomberg will take any party that'll have him. He ran as a Democrat. He ran as a Republican. I have a feeling that he's too conservative for the way the Democrats are now, and that he'll probably wind up on an independent if he wants to really do it.
Well, it's very interesting. Thank you, Neil. A lot of states have so-called sore loser laws. So if you... if you run as a Democrat or Republican and then you lose the primary, they don't let you run as an independent or a third party candidate. I think those laws are outrageous and blatantly unconstitutional, but they are the laws. So it seems like once he's made his mind up to run as a Democrat, that's probably it for him. And then as far as what you said, he never ran as a Democrat. He was a Democrat for many years, switched parties to become a Republican to run for mayor, won a Republican primary over Herman Badillo, another former Democrat. Stayed a Republican when he was reelected in 05, and then he switched parties to become an independent in 08. But in 09, the Republicans gave him the nomination anyway. So he always, the three times that he's run for office, he's never had the Democratic nomination. He's always had the Republican nomination. He probably is too conservative on issues like policing, charter schools, some finance issues, trade issues. We'll get into that throughout the show. Leonardo is in New Jersey. Leonardo, very quickly, only got about a minute here.
Yeah, I think Beauregard Sessions, I was so happy to hear he's back in there. And Frankie, I got to thank you. You really know your politics. Unbelievable. I think you should run for mayor. Frankie Fiorello, five boroughs.
I like that. Frankie Fiorello, five boroughs. You know, my middle initial is P. I don't have a middle name. I do have a middle initial, so I don't see how I could make Fiorella, unless we spelled it P, P-H, right, Fiorella P-H. I like that, actually. Frank P-H-I-O-R-E-L-L-O.
Half the people
Morana.
In the city wouldn't be able to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's okay. That's all right. People can't pronounce anything these days. All right. Coming up next hour, Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends will be here. We'll talk to him about his new book and the Alamo, and a man who may or may not be Donald Trump will be here as well. You're listening to the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Frank Moreno, here with Al Gattulo, who's got all the local news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The city is confirming plans to move the iconic Charging Bull statue from Bowling Green to a pedestrian plaza near the New York Stock Exchange. City officials say the move will give pedestrians more room and eliminate the risk of visitors getting hit by cars after a recent change in traffic flow. The Rockettes Christmas Spectacular show opens at Radio City Music Hall today. Popular holiday show that features live animals and the world-famous Rockettes runs through January 5th. Earlier this week, Cardinal Dolan took part in the traditional blessing of the show's animals that includes camels, sheep, and a donkey for the living nativity scene. In sports, Rangers beat the Hurricanes 4-2. Penguins over the Islanders in overtime 4-3. Flames smoked the Devils 5-2. And in Thursday Night Football, it was the Raiders over the Chargers 26-24. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.